When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's February 26th, 2021, and this is episode 281. You are invited to join me and another new sorta awesome regular, Julie Tepperman, in our conversation about all the things we are obsessed with lately. We have got food obsessions, we've got beauty obsessions, we even have some tech and productivity obsessions to tell you about, and even more than that, you guys, you do not want to miss this list. I'm Meg Teets, and this is Sorta Awesome. Welcome back, Awesomes, to the show that is all about helping you find conversation, friendship, and community. We hope you know that you have found your way to the most awesome community of women that exists on the internet right now. Now, you can find our community all over the place, YouTube and TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Basically, if amazing women are gathering there, you can find Sorta Awesome there too. And if you found your way here from our daily podcast, Awesome Today, well, welcome Awesome Today fam to Sorta Awesome. So you guys, I am so excited. As I just mentioned, Julie is joining our team as a regular on Sorta Awesome. You may remember hearing Julie last year on Sorta Awesome in episode 254. She came to the show for an episode called Secrets to Becoming the Gift Giver You've Always Wanted to Be. I have mentioned Julie multiple times on the show as the person in my life who is always giving me the heads up on the most awesome things I need to know about. I cannot keep her a secret any longer. I cannot keep hoarding her all for myself, you guys. So Julie, thank you for agreeing to come and be a regular here with us on Sorta Awesome.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me back.
Truly, Julie, you are the person that is consistently showing up in my text messages. Well, first of all, with many a TikTok, which I always appreciate. That's become one of our primary modes of communication this year, I think. Mm-hmm. But truly, you have so many great suggestions, whether it's like a hack that I need to know, a product. You're the person who keeps my skincare and especially my lip care situation like fully functioning. So you and I thought it would be fun to start a series for Sorta Awesome called We're Obsessed, because both of us are people who have things we're obsessing over all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. So today we are starting out, we're obsessed with, we have a great list. In fact, you emailed me a list and you're like, okay, if I may.
Right.
Here are many things that I'm obsessing over. And I was like, oh my gosh, how do we even pick?
Well, there are a lot of them. There are a lot of really amazing things. And I'm very excited because once I find something that I love, I need to share them with people. So I'm really excited.
Yes, 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 yes. So we're going to get to all of that. You guys, there's so much stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, don't feel like you got to take notes. We will have show notes absolutely packed with links. So don't stress out about that. But we have so much to share with you. So I want to get to all of that. First, of course, let's start this show the way we always do with our Awesome of the Week. So you're getting not only a list of things we're obsessing over, but our actual Awesomes of the Week too. Let's start how we always do with Awesome of the Week, the moment in the show where we stop and talk about the books or TV shows, movies, podcasts, products, whatever is making life a little more awesome right now. Julie, I know you had so many to choose from. I can't wait to hear which one you picked for Awesome of the Week this week.
So I decided to go with what I like to call the 12-hour holiday. Really what it is, well, let's start from the beginning. I am not a big holiday house decorator. I mean, well, first of all, I'm Jewish. So a lot of the religious holidays, we're not decorating for Christmas. We're not decorating for Easter, but also that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, if I put something up, there's a great chance it's going to stay up for 9 months. That's just too much.
Yeah.
Right. It's just too much. And especially, you know, I am a full-time working parent. When it's not COVID, I have an international commute. So part of what I try to do is find ways to simplify things, but also still create special experiences for my kids. Mm-hmm. So what I have started to do is something called, in my mind, the 12-hour holiday, where when the kids go to bed the night before, I have a couple of decorations and I only decorate the eating area. I decorate the walls. I decorate the table. So for Valentine's Day, there were old Valentine's Day decorations the kid had made before we had a dog. I would sprinkle chocolate on the table, set it really pretty with all sorts of fun things, make a special holiday breakfast, which is something that I got from Gretchen Rubin a number of years ago. Yeah. And then that's it. And then when the kids go to bed last night, that little handful of decorations, which looks amazing, feels special, gone until the next year. And this is where you can use the Target, like the dollar area, you know, because they always are trying to get rid of things. So I would stock up and, you know, I'll do it for Valentine's Day, for Canada Day, not so much for 4th of July, although my son has asked for that because he likes to point out he's also American.
Yes.
Halloween. I mean, it's just really fun, really little, really fast. And again, especially when I'm working, to rush home to do something special, it doesn't always work, but I can definitely make sure the night before things are set, they're set up, breakfast is good to go. And so that is something that is definitely awesome and was relevant this week for Valentine's Day.
You're a genius, first of all. I love this because I'm like you. I am not by nature a decorator. And you know what? You're exactly right. It's the sort of hassle of it all of like, okay, I got to unpack everything, leave it up. And then on the other end of whatever the event is, getting all packed up and put back and all of that stuff. To narrow it down to 12 hours really feels like so approachable, like even a holiday dum-dum like me can handle this.
It makes it manageable. And that's all I want from life. I need things to be manageable.
Yes, I am loving it. 12-hour holiday. We're going to trademark it to Julie. You heard it here first, you guys. Loving it. Okay. Well, this week for Awesome of the Week, I have a book to tell you about, Julie. And I think the Awesomes are going to love this too. It is a recent release, a young adult or YA book. You guys know I love the YA. And it's called The Voting Booth, and it's by author Brandi Colbert. So this book came across my radar because of Katie Cobb, who is an awesome, who co-hosts the Currently Reading podcast. We reference them often here because we're all big fans of Currently Reading. So Katie shared in their Facebook group for Currently Reading, there's a quiz that you could take that would tell you like which book written by a Black author you should read next. So just kind of like one of those little fun short internet quizzes. I'm sure you've done them plenty of times. Mm-hmm. And this one was really fun because it was literally like three or four questions and I just like plugged in my answers and it gave me my recommendation and they recommended for me The Voting Booth. So here is the setup for the book. First of all, I listened to it on Audible. It was really great on audio. I'm doing almost all of my reading on audio these days. I don't know about you, Julie.
When I walk the dog, it's the only time to myself. So absolutely. Yes,
exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So The Voting Booth is YA realistic fiction. It's set in current times and it follows two kids who are like high school seniors, Marva and Duke. So it follows them through one day in their lives. And that day happens to be election day in the United States. And so Marva is this young woman who is a super political activist, very into all things community organizations. She's been working for 2 years to help people in her community get registered to vote and get out and vote and all of these things. So it's election day. She gets up early. She's like the first person in line at her voting precinct to vote. And then by the time she's leaving, she notices that there is a guy about her age who's having trouble getting a ballot to vote. And that guy is Duke. He's also a high school senior. He goes to a different high school than she does. So they don't know each other. But then through a series of events, Marva, who's like super invested in people being able to get their ballots, kind of intervenes in Duke's life. And the rest of the day, just one day, is what plays out in this book, which I think is such a great concept. It reminds me of the book, The Sun is Also a Star, which has a similar concept.
Yeah.
So the book is just back and forth, Marva telling one chapter, then Duke. The great thing about listening to it on audio is they have two different narrators for Marva and Duke. So you really feel like you're tracking back and forth with these two people throughout this day, which I loved. And I have to say, at first I was like, I don't super know how fascinating of a concept like election day is, especially for YA. I don't know. I was like, okay, but a lot of people in the Currently Reading podcast group, including Katie Proctor, our new regular books and reading guru here, said, oh, I think you'll love it. It's so great. And so I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's check it out. And I did love it. The great thing is that the context is Election Day, but it covers so many things. We find out that Duke had an older brother who died 2 years ago. So there's kind of like some grief and how that impacts you when you're a kid discussion going on. We, of course, hear about Marva and what made her become an activist. But there's also just like regular high school stuff happening too, which makes YA so fascinating to me. I loved The Voting Booth, and it was a really fast read. It was like, I don't know, 6.5 hours or something on audio. So you can get through it like in a day or two because it's very engaging. And I don't know, it was just a really great read. Julie, I loved it.
It sounds great. I just wrote down the title and I think I'm going to use one of my Audible credits.
Perfect. Yes. Sometimes I'll be like, you know, I have like 5 Audible credits.
I am embarrassed to share how many I have, but so I'm thrilled for a great book recommendation. And I want to take this quiz and see what books I would get.
Yeah. I'll send you a link to the quiz. It's super easy. So yeah. Okay. So you guys, these are our awesomes of the week this week. As always, we will put links in the show notes so that you can go check out anything. And again, we've got a whole pack of links in this week's episode for you because we have so much to tell you about what we're obsessing about. But if you want to hear more from the awesomes about what's awesome in life, come and find us on our social media because we talk about awesome of the week every single week. You can find us over on Instagram at Sorta Awesome Show. And of course, we would love to have you in our Facebook community. This is like the heart of the awesome community in our hangout, where there's over 5,000 women showing up to just basically cheer each other on through the day-to-day business of life. If you haven't joined us there, we'd love to have you at facebook.com/groups/sortaawesomehangout. Julie and I are going to tell you everything that we are obsessing over these days in just a few minutes when we come right back.
Hey, awesomes. This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne and other skincare issues seriously. Prescription acne treatment really does work, but it can be hard to get. You have to take time off from work or out of your daily schedule to see a doctor and then sit in line at the pharmacy for your medications until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it so easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately, and the most awesome part is your medications are delivered right to your home. All you do is fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skincare concerns, whether it's acne, aging issues, whatever it may be, along with your medical history. You snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan that is tailored just for you. The best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medications so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. Apostrophe treats acne and they can also help hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. I am in love with what Apostrophe offers. I think it is amazing that you get to chat with a real dermatologist and your plan is perfectly tailored to exactly what your needs are. This is a total game changer for anybody who's struggling with skincare issues and you don't know where to turn. So, awesomes, you can get $15 off of your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/awesome and use our code awesome. This code is only available for you, our awesome listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/awesome and click begin visit. Then use the code awesome at sign up and you're going to get $15 off of your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/awesome and use that code awesome to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring Sorta Awesome. Hey friends, as you all know, trying different wine is one of the best ways to find a new favorite, but sometimes buying wine that I've never heard of or tried before doesn't pay off literally. But having a First Leaf Wine Club membership is like being a VIP in the world of wine. I can discover top-rated wine that I love at an exclusive discounted cost with practically zero effort. First Leaf is a wine club that sends personalized selections of wine from top vineyards around the world right to your door. Every bottle is handpicked, by experts with your exact preferences and palette in mind. No more guesswork or letdowns. And you'll get an incredible wine at a much lower price. First Leaf works directly with world-class winemakers, saving you up to 60% off of retail on award-winning wine. Unlike other wine clubs, First Leaf uses an algorithm and your feedback to curate future wine recommendations just for you, which means that your shipments are only going to get better. So you guys, discover new wine like a VIP by becoming a First Leaf member. Join today and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/awesome. Again, you guys, that is 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/awesome.
Okay, Julie, we have a list of things. We thought it would be the easiest for people who are listening if we kind of broke it down into some categories. In fact, you had some great suggestions for categories. Let's start with just kind of like food and kitchen stuff. Lots of us being basically quarantined to our homes a lot of the past year have really like gone to new depths in our food and kitchen experiences, right?
Absolutely. All right. More than I wanted to.
Well, yes, I think many of us could say that, but here we are, a year in. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of the things you're obsessing over food and kitchen-wise these days.
Okay. So the first one is called the Starbucks Medicine Ball.
Okay.
I first found out about this a couple of years ago. I saw it on Instagram and I thought it sounded good, went to Starbucks, ordered it, and was immediately hooked. Now, there are some people right now who 100% know what I'm talking about. And they're like, oh my God, this is amazing, because it is. So what it is it's a drink with a mint tea bag, a peach tea bag. We're going to put the entire recipe because, you know, spoiler alert, you can make this at home. Absolutely.
Ooh, okay.
Some honey, hot water, and steamed lemonade. It sounds like a weird group of things to mix together, but I am telling you, this drink is a game changer. When you are feeling under the weather, or you just like, again, there's no caffeine. So if you're just, you're not feeling 100%, something's coming on, or if you have like any sort of like bronchitis, chest cold, and it is incredibly warming. And you can also get it with an extra pump of peppermint syrup, which makes it taste exactly like a Ricola cough drop.
So
if you like that.
Yeah.
It sounds strange. I'm telling you, it works. Now, if you want to go to Starbucks and order it, they actually got so many requests for it as a secret off-menu drink. Mm-hmm. It is now officially on the menu as honey citrus mint tea.
Okay.
So when you go to Starbucks now, that's what you want to ask for. But I am telling you, especially this time of year, this drink is a game changer. And I will give you all the information to make it at home, because if you bought it once and you don't want to keep spending $4 or $5 on a giant cup of tea, you do what I do, which is order it when you're out, but make it at home when you're at home.
That is so smart. I love it. And you're right. This is the perfect time of year. I don't know that I always want a drink that tastes like a Ricola cough drop.
Oh, but no, not always. Not always.
If I have a little chest cold working, which is often the case this time of year, that sounds so soothing and so perfect. I love it.
It is. That's exactly it. It's soothing.
Yeah. Sounds amazing. Okay. What else?
Okay. I want to talk for a second about a woman named Pamela Saltzman. I love her. Let's just start with that. A number of years ago, like possibly even like 5 years ago, I was having lunch with a girlfriend and complaining about the fact that I was struggling to work full time and get dinner on the table. It was too much. And the planning, I mean, there was just too much going on in life. And she suggested that I check out this woman's website, and that she had a weekly email for free with all sorts of recipes. But what really spoke to me is she gave suggestions about what you could do in advance, that if you're planning for a dinner on Friday, you could actually do this on Sunday and this on Tuesday. And the recipes were great. That was really my first introduction to Pamela. Yeah. From there, I found she has now written 2 cookbooks. And if I had to choose one over the other, her new one, Quicker Than Quick, is not just great, but all of the recipes are designed to be prepared in half an hour or less, which is right up my alley these days. But what I really love is she has a major focus on eating healthy, but without being at all judgmental. If you can get organic, awesome. If you want to eat vegan, great. And she provides all sorts of substitutions. And for me, I found a lot of people who are sort of on that healthy bandwagon, they get really preachy. She is not preachy. She is not judgy. And she also has a son who's older now, but who's super picky growing up. I have a picky person in my house. So she understands you could put the sauce on the side here. You could include it there. And also I have a daughter with celiac disease. So it's also great because she just lots of options for people who are gluten-free, nut-free. Really great. There is one recipe of hers that I share with pretty much everybody in my life. It's so good. And it's a bone-in, skin-on chicken recipe, but it doesn't involve a lot of touching of chicken.
Okay, thank God.
I'm looking at you, Meg, because a lot of my friends, they'll eat it, but they don't want to touch it. Like,
oh my gosh, it's not just me?
It's not just you. It is not just you. Although you're kind of extreme, but you know, it's part of your charm. But this one specifically, this was a sheet pan dinner before sheet pan dinners were a thing. Mm-hmm. You take olive oil, lemon juice, red wine vinegar, garlic, oregano, sea salt, black pepper, and your chicken. You throw it all in a bowl and you leave it overnight, or you do it in the morning, mm-hmm. or you do it at least 6 hours in advance. And then you pull it out when you're ready. And then you throw it on a sheet pan with onion and some potatoes and you cook it for 35, 45 minutes. First of all, it's delicious. The fact that you could, again, like you're sensing a theme in my life, whatever I can do the night before to make my daytimes easier, I am all for trying. And this recipe is outstanding. So yeah. We will put that in the show notes, but this one is a keeper. I don't know anybody who doesn't like it.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. So smart. And I just love that there's so much that she packs into her approach to cooking that's just like, here's how to make it easier. That's so needed. Okay, loving that. Well, I'm going to continue on that theme of making things easier and talk about a little hack that I accidentally picked up from my sister. Apparently, she'd been keeping this hack to herself for a while. It has to do with hard-boiled eggs. So I love a hard-boiled egg. I mean, we make deviled eggs and I love egg salad. But of course, the sort of like friction point with hard-boiled eggs is you got to think ahead. Like you were just talking about, yes. You got to plan ahead. Boil up the eggs. We had gotten a like kitchen device that's one of those that's like a egg boiler. You just put your eggs in. Mm-hmm. And that's great. The only thing is when I make them in there, first of all, it only makes six and we got a lot of people.
Right.
Six hard-boiled eggs do not go far in this house. And then secondly, they were really tough to peel. And so my husband, Kyle, the kids were often like, oh, I wasted half of this egg because I couldn't peel it. So last summer, when Emily and I did the episode 249 that was called Internet Life Hacks, Emily just kind of mentioned in passing, because I think one of that life hacks I was talking about that I'd seen on TikTok was like how to make better hard-boiled eggs. And she was like, mm-hmm. well, I've never tried that because I always use Pioneer Woman's method. And I was like, what's that? I mean, I've been cooking Pioneer Woman recipes for years. And I had totally missed this. And so she was like, oh yeah, I swear by it. It's totally the only way to do hard-boiled eggs. So you guys, I listened to my sister. I listened to Reed Drummond give me instructions in my life. And it has changed my hard-boiled egg life. Which if you didn't know you needed a change in your life with hard-boiled eggs, I'm here to tell you,
but
do.
I actually do. So this is very exciting. Tell me more.
Here is the big game changer. You start with not cold water start, but you start out with boiling water, which was totally different from any way. I had always put the eggs in the water, turned on the pan, bring it to a boil and go from there. But Ree said, if you do a hot water start on your eggs, it makes for easier peeling. So, and I'll put a link to her blog post. You really don't need that much of an explanation. It's just that you bring your water to a boil, lower your eggs down into it, however many you're going to do. Let them boil there for 13 minutes, pull them out, put them in an ice bath for about 5 minutes. And there you go. You have incredibly easy to peel hard-boiled eggs. And again, you can do it in a nice big pot. So you can make a big batch if you need to, like we do. And yeah, it just makes such an easier peel. And I'm completely obsessed with this little hack that's made it to where I make hard-boiled eggs for various things, salads, again, egg salad or throw them in a chopped salad, whatever. It makes it so much easier.
I'm trying this today.
Report back to me. I need to know that it's not just in Oklahoma where we hail from. That these
I will work. Report back, but I'm legitimately excited about this.
Love it. Love it. Okay. My other obsession is actually kind of along the lines of your Starbucks treat. It's a little bit different though. It's a little twist on it. And this is something that me and my girls who are 16 and 13, we've been completely obsessed with for the past year. And that is boba tea or bubble tea, some people call it. Is this a thing where you are, Julie?
So not so much where I am, but where a lot of my friends live.
Okay. So we are so fortunate to live right next door to Oklahoma City's Asian district. So we have within literally 10 blocks of us, three or four different boba shops, and they're all amazing. But AJ, my 13-year-old, is the one who really got us into boba tea. If you're not familiar with boba, and again, some people might call it pearl milk tea, some people call it bubble tea, but the concept is the same. It's kind of a chunky drink, which sounds weird, but it is so addicting. The drink itself consists of black tea, milk, ice, and then any variety of kind of like chewy or chunky ingredients that are thrown in together. They shake it all up. They serve it in cups that have a plastic like lid over the top, and you get this fat straw that you stick down. It's very satisfying. You stick your big fat straw down in there, fat straw to accommodate the things that are in there, either the boba, which is basically tapioca pearls. Some people in a lot of boba shops have a variety of things that you can add, like different kinds of jellies, other kinds of add-ins. AJ likes to make her drinks extremely elaborate. I like just a basic almond milk tea with just boba. I don't need all of the other crazy add-ins that my girls like. But we have gotten so obsessed with these in the past year. They've become such a fun quarantine treat for us because, like we've talked about a couple of times on Sort of Awesome throughout quarantine, sometimes you just need a little something to look forward to.
Yes.
Just like the smallest treat can mean so much.
Yes.
So we don't actually have a Starbucks that's super close, but we have these boba shops that are really close. So we will either order one and I'll drive by and pick them up when I'm out running errands, or we've gotten them delivered via Postmates or whatever. And this has been such an obsession, and it's been kind of fun because you know how it is having kids, especially as they move into those teen years, you're looking for things that you have in common that you are connecting over.
Yes.
Even something as simple as like bubble tea. So anyway, I will say
that.
Yeah, it's been so fun. And I'll say, just like your Starbucks drink, you can actually make your own boba drinks at home. I know for sure Uncommon Goods has a boba tea at home kit, which I did get for AJ for Christmas, I think the year before last, and we made it. It is fun. I mean, I would actually rather just order in and have somebody else make it. But if you don't have boba shops close to you, but you want to check it out, you can order a kit. I will look and see if there's others, but I know for sure that Uncommon Goods kit is really great. And yeah, we've been obsessing over it and I super love it. So
that sounds great. I want to try one.
Yeah. So fun. Okay. Now, something else that you and I talk about a lot are various health and beauty products, tips, and hacks. Again, I have been saying this for years. You have saved my lips, my lip health. You have directly sent to me your latest lip obsessions. I've talked about them a few times through the years. Maybe we can even put a few of them in the show notes. We don't have to talk about them today, but truly you, Julie, do have a gift of like finding, using, and recommending the products that kind of changed my life a little bit. So I cannot wait to hear what you're obsessing over that you have to share with the awesomes.
Okay. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is dry brushing.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. That's what most people say. That, okay, interesting. I'm going to withhold judgment for a moment. Yes. Tell me more. So dry brushing, it's a type of Ayurvedic medicine. It has been around for centuries. Literally, you are taking, it's a special natural bristle coarse brush over your body. I'm going to do a little demo.
Yes.
You start at your feet and work your way up in circles up your body. You use harder pressure in some areas. Obviously, if you get over sensitive areas, you use very light pressure. And you just start at the bottom, work your way up. There are all sorts of claims that have been made, none of them scientifically proven. So, you know, do I know if it really simulates the lymphatic system? Couldn't tell you. But what I can tell you is that it feels really good. First of all, this is sort of that gross, but also for me, fun. You can literally see the dead skin being exfoliated off your body. I do this. I go into the bathroom, turn the water on for my shower, takes a minute for the hot water to get all the way upstairs. So I literally don't do it every day. I just take a minute and I feel warmer. I feel it's exfoliating. And then you get out of the shower, you put on your lotion. And I just feel like it really does get the blood pumping and it feels nice. And it's one of those things I bought them as presents for a lot of people. They look at me like I'm crazy and then they use it and they're like, this just feels really good. So again, I can't tell you if it actually does anything other than exfoliate, but even if that's all it does, it's a really nice way to start your morning.
Yeah. Do you have a specific one to recommend for us? Or is it just kind of one of those things where just like...
I'll give you the link with the brand that I use, but there are so many different kinds. I think all you want to know is that you want to use, make sure it's a natural bristled brush.
Okay.
And they make separate ones for your face. You don't want to use the same one for your body. And I don't dry brush my face. Mm-hmm. I've never done a dry brush on my face. I have really sensitive skin on my face, so I just don't mess with that. Mm-hmm. But the rest of my body, it just feels really nice.
Okay. So I have to tell you, you know, I have this background in natural family living. That was where I lived on the internet and in real life for years. So I have heard people really singing the praises of dry brushing for literal years. And listen, I've tried a lot more practices that are a little more unusual than that. I just have never like followed through and been like, okay, I'm going to actually do this, going to grab a dry brush and do this. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm like, I don't know if there's a special kind you're supposed to get or something like that.
Any natural, like, honestly, they have them at Whole Foods. They have them at any natural food store, but they're becoming super mainstream. You can buy them all over Amazon. It's really, who knows? Does it rid toxins from your body? But I think it's worth trying.
But it feels good. At the
it
end of the day,
good.
It feels good.
That's
makes
all
you
I
feel
care
good.
About.
Yes.
Feels good.
Yes, I am on board with this. Okay, what else are you obsessing over these days?
So there is a nail treatment called CND Rescue RX. And I actually first heard about this like 3 or 4 years ago in the Awesome Hangout. So I don't remember who it was and I meant to go back and check, but whoever suggested this. Now, my nails are not very strong. They're just not. And I don't always want to wear nail polish. So I was searching for something. Figured I would, on a whim, I'd give this a try, and I have not stopped using it in the past 3-4 years.
Awesome.
It's a keratin treatment. You brush it on. It feels like a thick oil.
Okay.
And you rub it in. And when I tell you, you can see the difference in your nails in a week. I am not kidding. And you don't use it with nail polish. So for some people who don't like nail polish because they feel like their nails can't breathe.
Me and about 5 other people. Yes.
Right. It really, you can see the difference and it just feels nice. I will also say, and this is for maybe another episode, I always make sure to use a cuticle oil along with it because it doesn't do anything for your cuticles.
Okay.
They will still be dry, but this is strictly a nail strengthener. And the other thing I like about it is you can buy a tiny bottle of it for like $5 or $6 and try it. So you're not investing $20 in a product that after a week you're like, this doesn't speak to me. It doesn't work for me, but I've given it to a lot of people. This is just a really easy way, especially now where we're all washing so many more dishes than we'd like to be.
Yes.
This is just a good little product.
And washing our hands so much.
Washing our hands. Oh yeah, that. All the time.
All the time. Yes.
And the hand sanitizer. Everything is drying out. This really makes a good difference. And it smells nice.
Ooh, even better.
Added bonus.
Loving it. Loving it so much. That's so great. Again, thank you for being mindful of those of us with our neurotic nail problems. You know what? Because of that, I honestly tend to just like ignore my nails altogether, but I need to be doing more stuff like that for myself. So I am absolutely going to check this out. Sounds amazing. Okay. I have a couple to tell you about. The first one is a new foundation. Do you wear foundation?
I do.
I feel like a foundation is either one of those, like, yes, I absolutely wear it. I have to have it. Or no, I have heard people say it makes my face feel like it's suffocating. Like it's just too thick, too heavy. So I found one. I do like a foundation, but I don't really want a lot of coverage. So I found one that is that same makeup line that I just told you guys about, the pressed powder that I'm loving. Number 7 is the name of the makeup line. I know they have it at Target and Walgreens, and you can also order it online directly from Number 7, the company.
I'd just like to add for your Canadian listeners, they carry it at Shoppers.
Ooh, okay. There you go, Canadians. Aren't you so glad we have a Canadian regular on the show to give us the scoop where to find this stuff up north. I love it. So I'm super loving the powder. Well, when I got the powder, I went ahead and just decided to try their foundation at the same time. It is their Lift and Luminate Triple Action Serum Foundation. So I'm going to say I'm obsessing over this. I love it. And I'm going to tell you why I super love it. But I will say this is going to be more for people with either combination or dry skin.
Okay.
If you have oily skin, this is not the foundation for you. It is because it's got that sort of serum base. It is going to feel like a lot going on your face if you have oilier skin. But Julie, as I get older, and of course, because we're in winter, I feel like my skin is so much drier than it used to be.
Yes.
And so I am loving this serum-based foundation. A couple of things about it. I was doing some research on it, and a lot of people said it was a dupe for a foundation that's not made anymore from a brand called CYO. It was the Life Proof Foundation. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
I hadn't either, but apparently it was like a cult favorite, and then the company discontinued it. And so many people are talking about this as a great dupe for it. It's really buildable. So like, if you're like me and you just like a light foundation situation, you can just do one swipe. I've been putting it on and then just kind of like dabbing it in with a makeup sponge. You could totally use your makeup brush, your foundation brush with it if you wanted. I think it's great for if you do like a little bit heavier foundation, you could do a little more on top. The thing that I love about it, and I'm so obsessed with it, is it feels really high end. It feels like some of the fancier foundations that my sister has turned me onto. It is a little bit more expensive price point for a drugstore foundation. It's $16 for the bottle, but I feel like a little goes a long way, especially if you're like me and you just like a little bit of foundation going on. And the other thing that I'm really obsessing over is it blends into your skin so easily. So you do not have to have like the perfect shade match. I went with the Warm Ivory after much deliberating what shade to get. I went with the Warm Ivory. It is perfect for my skin tone, but they have a great inclusive line of foundation shades to check out. So
I am adding this to my list. This sounds great.
And it does have an SPF 15 in it. So again, it's from No. 7. It's their Lift and Luminate Triple Action Serum Foundation. I'll put a link in the show notes.
I mean, who doesn't like triple action?
I mean, seriously. I mean,
it's what I want from my foundation.
It's what I want from life. Give me all the actions.
Right. That's right.
Okay, the other one, I changed things up on our original list. I was going to tell you about something else, but I forgot. The other thing that I'm totally obsessed with right now is cream eyeshadow. So I know this is kind of controversial for some people who are super into eyeshadow. I think cream eyeshadow is, again, kind of like foundation. You either really are into it or you're not. Uh-huh. I have had eyeshadow palettes that are powder foundation. Powder eyeshadows for years. Mm-hmm. Years and years I've been using them. But recently I was in CVS with AJ. She was picking up some new makeup. And I saw this little skinny little palette from Revlon called Illuminance Cream Shadow. And I thought, you know, I'm getting so, we're kind of going through one of those times where it's like, I never go out. I never see anyone. Why do I even do my makeup? I like to do makeup.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you just want to keep it a little bit more low key since not many of us are going out on the town for anything. Right. So I picked this up. I've used cream eyeshadow in the past. This one is amazing, Julie. One of the things that I've not liked about cream eyeshadows in the past is that it tends to kind of just like blend into your skin too much and fade out by like noon. This one has incredible staying power. It's super pigmented. I got the Skin Lights tone palette, which is absolutely your basic natural nude palette. It has 4 shades on it. Everything from like a nice highlighter shade all the way to a darker brown. And again, I think, you know, I'm in my mid-40s now and my eyelid skin is different. I'll just say that. It's kind of a little bit crepier, a little bit creasier. And I'm finding that the cream eyeshadow kind of works with that instead of pointing out where there's some mid-40s issues happening. But it's so easy. You're just like, I just have been using my little ring finger, just put it in the palette, swipe it on the eyelid. I barely even have to do anything else except just, you know, tap it on in there. It's good to go and it looks really nice too. So totally obsessed.
When I'm at the drugstore getting the foundation, I'll check that out also.
Perfect. There you go. Exactly. And it's from Revlon. So it's super easy to find. And it's only like $6 for this little...
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So we have talked about food and kitchen stuff. We have talked about some beauty products. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some gift ideas. We're going to talk about great stuff that we're obsessing over for our families. And then just some random things that we're just like, they're making life so great right now. So we have more to share with you when we come right back.
All right, awesomes, the new year is here and it marks a fresh start for your small business. Whether you're shifting business hours or hiring more remote employees, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. When your business is ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can find the right person quickly. I have looked all through the LinkedIn Jobs platform. I think it is so incredible that they have created this way to get your job right in front of the people that you want to put onto your team. LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with more than 722 million members worldwide. Getting started is easier than ever with new features to help you find qualified candidates quickly. Post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. You can manage your job posts and contact candidates from a single view on that already familiar LinkedIn.com, as functions are now streamlined onto one simple screen. And now you can do all of this from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. That is how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. And now, awesomes, you can go to LinkedIn.com/awesome and post a job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/awesome and post your first job posting for free. Terms and conditions do apply. Okay, friends, you know here that's sort of awesome. We are always and all about taking care of yourself. And sometimes that really meaningful self-care can come to us through an app on your mobile device, believe it or not, when you are plugged in to Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. If you need some help falling asleep, Headspace has these amazing wind-down sessions that their members swear by. And for all of you parents out there, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, it can improve sleep, boost focus, and basically increase your overall sense of well-being. You know that on the show, both Kelly and I have raved about the incredible difference that using the Headspace app has made in our lives, as we have both really found so much peace, so much calm, and so much care for ourselves by using the Headspace app and the meditations that we found on there. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits. It has over 600,000 five-star reviews and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule anytime, anywhere. Awesomes, you deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/awesome. That's headspace.com/awesome for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal being offered right now. So head to headspace.com/awesome today.
All right, Julie, when you first came to the show, you came to help all of us be better gift givers. You have the gift of gift giving. It's sort of built into your DNA, into your personality. So I'm so excited to hear what you're obsessing over, like gift giving wise these days.
Okay. So the first thing I wanted to tell you about are Shinola linen journals. So Shinola is a company that was founded in Detroit, Michigan in 2011. They make all sorts of like really beautiful luxury watches and bags and leather work, just look incredibly beautiful, gorgeous things. But these journals are something special. And I'm so excited to talk about them. Okay. They are absolutely one of my go-to gifts in life these days. They have beautiful colors. If you will put the link in, you'll go to the website. They have so many choices. They have a sewn binding, so they lie completely flat.
Oh, love it.
Which is important. If you're somebody who uses a journal, these things actually, they make a difference. It's like these thoughtful details that you can choose based on this. They have different sizes, different colors, different types of paper. You could choose a blank journal. You could choose lines. You could choose, I have one that's with little grids, all sorts of options. But what really makes it special is for no added cost, you can have them monogrammed. And that takes your gifting to a totally different level and just makes it feel incredibly thoughtful and personal. They ship everywhere. They ship internationally. And their presentation is gorgeous. And their medium-sized journal is something like $24. Their large is $26. So it's a nicer gift for someone. If you want to elevate it to a different level, you could throw in some pens. You could put in a gift card, whatever it is. But I have never given this to somebody and not gotten an amazing response. So it's really, this is a great thing just to tuck in the back of your mind. Plus, I may be across the border, but Detroit is still local to me, and I really love supporting local when I can.
Yes, totally. I love it. I love a journal, but I've never had a monogrammed one. That sounds so fancy.
Well, Meg, yeah, for your next birthday, let's see what shows up.
I love it. Love it. Okay, what else?
Okay, the next thing I wanted to tell you about is the Skylight Digital Picture Frame. There are a ton of different digital picture frames out on the market, but this is the one that we bought for my parents for Hanukkah. Now, for people who didn't hear the last episode, I live in Canada. My family is all in the United States, or my side of the family, I should say. We have not seen my parents in over a year because of COVID.
Oh my gosh.
It was not safe to travel. It's too far. My parents did just get vaccinated. So there's a good chance in the coming months we may be able to see them.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, my parents were really, really missing my kids. I can't pretend they were missing me, Meg.
Mostly it's the grandkids. Yes, I get it.
The grandkids.
Yeah.
And the way this works, it is incredibly easy. Whoever gets the picture frame, they plug it in. When you sign up, you get an email address and you can either do it through an app on your phone or through an email. All I do is anytime I take a picture I like of my kids, I just enter the email address, email the picture. It shows up in my parents' house
and they get
a notification that there are new pictures. It can hold. So the one that I bought right now, it costs about $160. When I bought it, it was holiday time. So it was only like $120. They were having a sale. So keep your eye out for that. It can hold up to 8,000 pictures.
So, what?
Right. Which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can give the email address to as many people as you want. So, you know, you could give it to siblings, to other people, so that anybody who wants to send pictures can send pictures. You can delete pictures off if you want. You can also, we did not do this. You can upgrade it to be able to send videos or put captions on your pictures. We didn't feel that was, my parents just wanted to see the kids' faces. And best of all, if you don't put any new pictures on after 2 weeks, you get a notification. You haven't uploaded any new pictures with, and I'm like, oh, great, great. Okay. Picture of the dog. Cute. Great. Sent. And because they also want to see pictures of the dog.
Yes.
You know, important members of the family. But this is something that has been, honestly, for my parents, it has been so important to them because look, I'll text pictures here and there, but I'm not the person who's going to print the pictures and send the pictures. Those are extra steps I don't have the bandwidth for right now. And my mom, especially, she gets so happy when she gets new pictures. So this is something that for a holiday gift or just a bigger gift giving occasion, I really can't recommend it enough. And I know there are other brands. This was the one that we used, but really, this is a great gift.
I am loving that. I think these are so brilliant to be able to share pictures across the miles. Through time, I remember when these digital frames first came out and it was kind of clunky, but over time, these companies have perfected how easy it is.
Yes.
That's what helps people use them. So, yes.
And all you need in the other person's house is Wi-Fi. You know, you connect to Wi-Fi and the pictures show up. It's really great.
Love it. That is so, so smart. And I hope you get to see your parents soon. I know that's so hard.
Yeah, it's definitely challenging.
Yeah.
Just across the board.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later.
Yes. Yeah. And I know so many people can relate. Right now.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have much going on for gifts right now, but I do have one gift win that I am obsessed with myself because I picked out for Kyle. He can be a little bit hard to shop for, as many adult grown men can be. They don't try to be. It's just, you know, it's hard to find something that's just the right thing for them. So this year for Christmas, I got him some like cold weather cozy gear. I got him several sets of pajamas. Then I also got him a pair of slippers and a robe. It was kind of one of those things, and I've mentioned this on the show before. Kyle and I both hate, cannot emphasize it strongly enough, hate cold weather. And we also do a really stupid thing, which is we don't buy cold weather gear. So it just, we like punish ourselves every winter. So this year, why are we so stupid? I don't know. This year for Christmas, I got him all of that cold weather gear and he actually loves these things. He can be a little hard to shop for. I usually just say, just pick out whatever you want. But he was like, no, this time you pick it out. I can't. He's got like decision fatigue. So I got on Amazon, this brand is called Homatim. You know how Amazon brands can be.
Right.
Men's slippers. They are memory foam, like moccasin style, fleece lined slippers. He loves these. He's been wearing them in his office. He's been wearing them around the house. We live in a house that's almost 100 years old and it is drafty to the max. Like We are having this huge cold front right now. It's Arctic cold outside, and you'll just be walking along. Your top half will feel fine, but your feet are freezing because the floors are drafty. He's been wearing these so much. The great thing is they have a little bit of a sole on them. So like if you wanted to, you know, go out, grab the mail, get the newspaper, whatever, step outside for a cup of coffee, whatever, you have a little bit of a sole on them. So that's kind of a little bit of an upgrade from just a regular slipper around the house. The memory foam, he's super loving. And again, they're fleece lined, so they keep your feet super warm if you're looking for a cozy feet situation. And then, like I said, I also got him a robe. He's never really been a robe person, but Julie, it makes my heart so happy. I will see him come down like almost every morning, come down for coffee, getting ready to get in the shower, and he's got his robe on. It's also an Amazon brand. It's from Ham and Sam. It's their men's bamboo cotton knit robe. So I don't know if you have anything of that sort of like bamboo cotton blend.
So soft.
So soft. This one is definitely a winter weight robe. This is not going to be one you're going to want to wear in the summer, unless you get a little chilly in the summer, then go for it. But it's definitely like your winter weight to keep you warm and toasty. And it's just your basic robe, but it's one of those that you just put on and it hangs so well. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's so soft. Perfect weight for winter. He's loving those. I'm like so proud of myself that I found something, two things. Actually, he likes the pajamas too, but I'll talk about those another time. But I'm obsessing with how much he is actually liking this. And it's kind of taking, you know, a little bit of the sting out of cold weather. So
yes,
I know we're sort of, you know, for some of us coming to the end of cold weather season, maybe even just tuck this away for next holiday season or upcoming birthdays for a man in your life. But these were both great picks. So I had to tell the awesomes about them.
Sound great.
So, okay. You have kids. I have kids. We're always looking for stuff to do as a family. What are some things that your family is kind of obsessing over right now, Julie?
Okay. So the first thing I wanted to talk about are something called the Little Talk Set from Best Self Company. So I first found about the Best Self Company because, as Meg, you know, I love paper planners.
Yes.
I have a problem in that I start them and never finish them, but I really love planners. Mm-hmm. And Best Self is a planner that I've liked in the past. And I get their emails and, you know, I was just, that looks interesting. I'm going to give it a shot. This little box of cards has been a game changer for my family dinners. So here's the thing. We don't have a whole lot of new things to talk about these days, Meg.
Nope.
Especially, I mean, my kids are back in school in person now, but when they were at home full-time remotely, how was school today? I lived through it sitting next to you. I don't actually want to talk about school today. Yes. I don't. In fact, I will, if you talk about school, I'm leaving the kitchen. It's too much. So this little box of cards, it has 150 kind of conversation prompts, and there's six categories. There's hopes and dreams, likes and dislikes, reflection, self-expression, emotional intelligence, and random. And wow. I'm going to give you a couple sample cards.
Okay.
And I'll tell you how we use them.
Yeah.
So just a few, well, I'll tell you how we use them first. The kids will take turns. One of them will pick a card and the other gets to answer first. I like to have the kids answer these questions first because I don't want them to model their answers on anything that my husband or I might say. So some of these questions, what would you most like to learn? What book would you like to write? What's your favorite toy and why? What's your best habit? When's the last time you did something because you felt pressured by a friend? How did you help someone today? And how did it make you feel? When do you not feel respected? So, I mean, there are tons of them. The kids, like sometimes they'll be at the table, they will start pulling them and just answering and asking each other. And I'll hear it from another room. And, you know, you can ask the same question over and over and get a different answer every time. But it has been really great for our family. I'll hear how my almost 8-year-old answers, my 10 and a half year old answers. And it gives, as a parent, a really interesting insight into where they are, how they're doing, and also things that I might want to follow up with later. It just provides a really great opening. And again, it's something to talk about that's not, how was your day?
Yes.
There's no dance classes to go to right now. You know, there's no swim meets to go to. So this really, I bought this to fill one need, but it actually evolved into something really lovely and has just, the fact that everybody likes using them is a real win-win in our house.
That is so great. You know, sometimes I think you could even just like use these just like with a friend or something. It's so easy so easy to kind of be like, oh gosh, there is nothing new going on. Or it seems like all the stuff to talk about is like bad stuff, negative stuff, painful stuff. But this sounds like it really is a good mix of just like, hey, let's get to talking about this.
And I have actually used them at work.
Oh, wow.
I supervise a team of roughly, you know, 25, 30 people, depending on who's there that day. And we have a weekly meeting. And I shoot everybody off into breakout groups for 5 minutes to say, you were either chatting and saying hi or answering this question, just because we're really missing that one-on-one connection.
Oh, that's so, so good.
It's not limited to kids, and they're really non-intimidating questions.
Yes. Loving it. Loving it. We will definitely put a link in the show notes so that people can go check those out.
They do sell out, but they are constantly restocking. So
okay,
if it's sold out, they'll be there again.
Okay, perfect. Okay, what else do you have?
I have a game called Last Defense. And this is a game, and this is really, it's for ages and up. It is really for ages 8 and up. When this is not for a 7-year-old. Well, wasn't for my 7-year-old, but now that he's pretty much 8, it's working for him. 2 to 6 players, and this is the key. It is a timed game. It is over in 20 minutes. And that matters to me because I have sat through far too many games of Monopoly where I want, like, I'm so excited to make dinner because I have to leave the table.
Yes.
So the fact that this has like starting and an end point, it's really nice. And everybody with kids understands that.
Yes.
The other reason that I love this game is it's all of the players are playing together against this crazy situation where monsters and aliens and like robot spiders are taking over the city. So here's what I'll tell you. You do need to download an app to either your phone or an iPad, because while you're playing, the app will give you real time, like the spider robots have attacked City Hall and so you have to do this. So that actually adds kind of a fun element to it.
Yes.
I will say, I'm not going to try to explain the game. I will say, watch one of the YouTube videos first on how to play it, because it explains it much better than I ever could. It's going to take a time or two to get the hang of it because it is timed. If you have kids who get really stressed out and freeze up, this might not be the game for you, but because everybody's working together, and by the way, you can always pause it. You know,
like
if you
have a kid
who needs a second, like it's a game. Who cares if you hit pause? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
So, and you can absolutely pause the app. But I love the fact that it's everybody working together. You can trade cards to help each other. And we don't have enough games in our family that are working together. Like we have lots of
you know,
Settlers of Catan Jr. where you're trying to outsmart the other person. And this is more luck than strategy, but it is really teamwork. And the other piece that I like, there's an easier setting and a harder setting. So if you're playing it with older kids, you put it to the harder setting and it's still a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That sounds fantastic. And I'm so glad you mentioned the part, because I got a couple of kids that get real stressed about the time situation. So I like that you can kind of adjust as needed. That's so smart. And that sounds fantastic. And I love that there is a, you know, there's a
hard
starting
stop,
point.
There is a hard stop.
Yes. Loving that so much. Okay. Well, for my family thing, I wanted to tell you guys about something that I'm not so much obsessed about, but my twins who are newly eight-year-old boys are absolutely obsessed with. I have not seen them get this obsessed with a movie that they just wanted to watch over and over again, like they have this particular movie. It's on Amazon. We found it on Amazon Prime. It's called 100% Wolf. It came out last year. It's a super recent movie. I don't even know. It came up like as a recommended for us. So I just kind of, I think I rented it for him and it was just like, here, you know, find something to do. Let's watch this movie. I noticed when I first rented it that it just came out, like I said, in 2020, it has almost 3,000 reviews on Amazon and it's like a near perfect 5-star rating.
Wow.
So that caught my eye to begin with. But so it's called 100% Wolf. The overall idea of the movie is that there's this character named Freddie Lupin. He is like sort of the heir to a werewolf pack that has been like, it's a long time, long standing, many generations of werewolves. This is an animated movie, by the way. Just so you know.
I figured, but you know.
Yeah. Yes. So Freddie is the main character, Freddie Lupin. He's like so excited for the time when he will be old enough to like have his transformation into a werewolf. Well, instead of turning into a werewolf, Julie, he turns into a werepoodle. And so he's very, you know, confused and concerned and what is going on. And the plot kind of unfolds from there. Now, I don't know what it is about this movie that my twins are super into, but we have had, so many conversations now about werepoodles. Werewolves. How do you turn into a werewolf? Are werewolves real? What's a poodle? Can we have a poodle? This has brought so much conversation and entertainment into our lives. But truly, it's like one of those movies. I've caught glimpses of it. I've caught scenes. And if you're watching it with your kids, it has enough built into the writing to where parents can kind of enjoy it too along the way. I think that's why it has so many great high ratings on Amazon. It's Australian, so that's fun for those of us with American ears. And it's just really cute. I think the overall message is kind of one of acceptance when life gives you a surprise. And, but it's not like really super preachy about it. It's pretty low key. In fact, I highly doubt that my boys have gotten that that's sort of like the overall message, but they have loved watching it. And so I have to give a shout out to 100% Wolf. My twins are obsessed with it. Maybe other people's kids will be too.
I think we're going to be checking that out.
Yeah, it's really good. I think your kids are just the right age range to like it too. So, okay, we had some things that were just kind of like miscellaneous things that we're obsessing over. We didn't really know what category to put them in. So we thought, let's just have a little miscellaneous category here at the end. Julie, I know you have a couple of things to tell us that you have really been into lately, and I cannot wait to hear more about them.
Okay. I wanted to first tell you about the Pomodoro technique. So there was a man, Francesco Cirillo. He is the person who created this technique, and he named it Pomodoro after a tomato-shaped timer that he was using. This came out of him trying different things while he was studying in university, trying to figure out what is the optimal length of a chunk of time to really focus. And this is a really simple concept that has been hugely helpful to me and to a lot of my friends and my colleagues. Here's the deal, really short. You pick a task, anything you want. You set a timer for 25 minutes. You only do that thing for 25 minutes. You do not check TikTok, which, you know, is a challenge for me sometimes.
Me too.
You don't look at your email. You don't answer the phone. For 25 minutes, you stay entirely present on your one task. Your timer goes off. You give yourself a 5-minute break. You do it again. So really the goal here is you're doing it sort of the original way. It's 4 sets of 25 minutes. And then at the end of those 4 chunks, you take a 30-minute break.
Okay.
People do this in all sorts of increments of time. There are some people who like 10 or 15 minutes with a 3-minute break. There are some people who find they actually, like, I think for writing or more creative thought work, people have found 50 minutes with a 10-minute break to be more helpful. And then you take a break after 2 of them.
Okay.
Now at work, we have sometimes like put a sign on our door, like see you in a Pomodoro, or for people who are working in a cube, you know, and they don't want to be interrupted. They will actually put something up that lets people know they're really trying to be in a focused work state.
Yes.
For me, especially now, sometimes it's hard to find motivation to get things done. I mean, forget work, but like cleaning, you know, just doing stuff around the house. If I say to myself, I'm just doing this for 25 minutes, that's it. 25 minutes to me is a totally manageable, again, that word, it's a manageable chunk of time for me. And then I know that if I do this for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I get my break of me time for whatever it is I need to do. And then ideally, I don't do this, but I know many people who do, they start to realize how many Pomodoros it takes to get a task done. So they will
start.
And they will actually break, it's time blocking.
Yeah.
You know, it's just in a very cute, specific way. You know, and you don't need a fancy timer. You just use the one on your phone. But if you know, okay, it takes me an hour or 2 Pomodoros to get through my email in the morning, I can plan out my day knowing that I need this much time here and this much time there. It's also really good, I found, for helping my daughter, specifically my 10.5-year-old, like when there's something she doesn't want to work on, say, okay, let's do this for 1 Pomodoro. And if when you're done, you don't want to continue, that's fine. Because again, for some reason, the difference between 20 minutes is too short, 30 minutes is too long,
right?
25 minutes is a good happy medium.
It sounds like the magic amount of time. It really does feel like, and sometimes I will try to convince myself to do something for like 15 minutes, but then at the end of 15 minutes, it's like, I just barely got started. So I actually need a little bit more time. I love the idea of 25 minutes. That sounds perfect. Or like you said, for those sort of like deeper focused tasks, doing like a 50-10-minute split. So smart too. I am so into this. So
yeah, it's, again, like it doesn't cost anything. It's really easy to give it a try. So I'm all in for that.
For sure. For sure. What else do you have?
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is Pilates. And I am far from the first person on this podcast to talk about Pilates, but I huge fan. So I started doing Pilates after I had my son, Benji. I was asking my OB at the 6-week checkup, like, what could I do? Because I was really feeling very weak in my core.
Yeah.
Had a lot of like my back, my hip, all whatever, you know, you have a baby and
yes,
things are not as.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my doctor said, give Pilates a try. And I have had the good fortune. I've been able to do some reformer work and some mat work. That is not where my life is right now for so many different reasons. I mean, even before COVID, you know, some of it was time. I don't have an hour at a time to exercise right now.
Right. Yeah.
So I was introduced to Robin Long, who runs the Balanced Life Sisterhood.
Yes.
And I think people may have talked about her before, but this is what I want to say. First of all, she is not annoying. And that matters because if somebody is annoying, you don't want to spend any of your online time with them. You certainly don't want to listen to them while you exercise.
Right.
She has this magical ability to know when you need to be cued to pull this in or do whatever it is, or just some motivation. But the real reason why I wanted to bring her up today is because her whole thing is give it 15 minutes a day, because everybody has 15 minutes a day. I have been known to do Pilates in my work clothes. I will shut the door in my office and I will just, I mean, now the floor, you know, usually the floor has been cleaned. So I'm just down there and I'll do, cause you can get it on your phone, on your computer, whatever. She has a bunch of free videos on YouTube. So if you aren't interested in a paid membership program, then there are all sorts of things. She also has, there's like a free 5-day Pilates challenge and there are 5 different 15-minute videos that get emailed to you. It's just a really great way to try Pilates. But here's what I will say about Pilates. It has 100% changed my body and changed really my life, because when I don't do Pilates, I feel it. My back hurts. Yeah. My hips hurt.
Yes.
I have a larger chest. I have to work hard for in terms of my posture. It changes everything. And if I take 15 minutes and I'm not sweating, you know, but you can really feel the difference right now, especially in the middle of all this craziness, taking just a tiny sliver of time, going up to my bedroom, shutting the door with my laptop, whatever. It's really something that's become very important to me. And I will go back to longer workouts. There's no question. But right now, 15, 20 minutes, it's where I'm living. And Pilates in general, but Robin Long and the Balanced Life specifically have been huge.
Fantastic. I've done Pilates on and off through the years, and you are so right. It's so targeted towards your core. If you have had a baby or 5, you'd note I can't tell you after every baby, especially after the twins, but even after Nico, just that feeling of like, oh, like you feel the lack of support in
yes.
the core. And
yes.
so I think Pilates is magical and amazing for quickly targeting that area, even if you're not trying to like change the shape of your body at all, but you just want to feel strong again, like feel mm-hmm. like you're not like all hunched over just going up the stairs in your house. Pilates is so magical for that. Mm-hmm. So, and I love, she is somebody, I've heard her name and I know many awesomes are into her Pilates. She's so passionate about the work that she does that it makes you want to get into it and practice mm-hmm. alongside her. So, so great. I wanted to mention a couple of things. One of mine is free and one of mine is very much not free. So I'll tell you the free one first. I am obsessed with, and I am loving a new app that I just found. Maybe everybody has known about this and just, I'm like the last to know. It's called the Thumbtack app. Have you heard of this at all?
I have not. So tell me more.
Okay. I feel so relieved that I'm not the last person to find out, because I'm like, this is so genius. How is everyone not talking about this? So Thumbtack is an app that you can get on iOS or Android. It basically lets you like research and then hire, you can rate and review local service providers of all kinds of services. So I found the Thumbtack app when I was looking for somebody to come check out our washing machine, which had a problem. And so I was actually searching on the Nextdoor app and then this person's name came up and it took me to the Thumbtack app. And I was like, what's this? So I started checking it out. Julie, you can search for people to come and do service or find out local businesses that do services in everything from like home improvement, all kinds of things, heating, air conditioning, you know, general handyman work, wellness. So like yoga and Pilates teachers, pet groomers, photographers, hairdressers, like any local service that you need to find, if they are listed on Thumbtack, Julie, it makes it so easy. I have long talked about the fact that I hate making phone calls. And I super hate calling people that are strangers and trying to, like when the washing machine was messed up, I would much rather like text to somebody, here's what's going on with their washing machine, instead of getting all tongue-tied and confused and like, you know, I'm just not good at the phone, trying to call somebody. And plus then when you're calling people, you're like leaving messages with different people waiting for them to call back. Well, with the Thumbtack app, you can search by what you need to have done. So again, let's just say washing machine repair. You can type that into the search bar. It brings up a whole list of whoever's in your area that's on the app that does that in some capacity. Could be like company, could be like an individual who's just like, I just do general handyman work, including servicing washing machines. So you can send out messages to one or as many as you want. They get back in touch with you through the app. You can talk about what the problem is, if it's something they can service, what the rate would be, what the service call is going to be, if a part needs to be replaced. Like you just go back and forth on all of the details inside the app and it's like done. So we also had, shortly after the washing machine situation, our wall thermostat for our downstairs unit for our heater, the arrow down button just stopped working. Like, you know,
of course,
these things happen. So we could get it nice and toasty, but then we could not get it to cool down. So I did not know that was a thing that could happen, but I just typed in like heating repair, sent out a couple of messages, described what was going on with the wall thermostat. Literally that day, within a couple of hours, somebody came by the house, swapped out our thermostat things for us.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
I am obsessed with it. So if you are like me and you feel either overwhelmed, intimidated, feel like it's such a hassle to find a new service person to do something that you need to have done, this app is a game changer. It makes it so easy. If you prefer to do these things via text message, via messaging in an app, Julie, it's been a game changer.
This is great. I want to see if they have it in my area.
Yes. Again, I've just now heard about it. So I don't know if it's something that is up and coming or if it's already been more established nationwide. I don't know, but I love it. Okay. The other thing, you guys, I'm obsessed with, and this is like, I'm the last person that I thought would be saying this, but the Apple AirPods Pro version. Oh my gosh, they're so expensive, but I love them so much. I did not buy these. Kyle bought them for himself. They have been sitting completely unused, gathering dust in his office. And I've talked about many a pair of wireless earbuds on here because I always have earbuds in. I'm always listening to a podcast or an audiobook, music, something. But I've run the gamut on wireless earbuds. But my last pair that I had gotten that I loved so much, one of the kids borrowed, lost one of the earbuds. And so I was like, Kyle, can I borrow the AirPods that are in your office tomorrow? Yes. Yeah, he hasn't seen them in weeks now because I've had them. Here's what I love about them so much. Again, you guys, are $250. They're so expensive. Like, I can't even believe that Apple charges this much money for wireless earbuds. But the most magical thing to me is they can switch back and forth. You can adjust the setting to go back and forth from either complete noise canceling or what they call transparency mode. So you can have them in and your kids can come and talk to you. You can listen to see if the dogs are barking because they need to go out. This is a life changer. Like, I'm obsessed with it. So when I actually do have a little sliver of private time to myself, I can totally put them on noise canceling. I cannot hear the falderall going on around me, but I can totally be tuned into what I'm listening to. Or like most of the time I have them on the transparency mode because I do have kids constantly coming in, talking to me. I can talk to them and not have to pause my podcast or whatever I'm listening to. Oh my gosh, they're amazing. I will say I'm not super in love with the fit. And one of the things Apple really, like they have a feature built in where it can test the fit in your ear and see if it's like optimized for your ear. It says it is, but sometimes, and I don't know if it's just because I often am using them while I'm doing stuff, they'll like fall out of my ear, which is kind of terrifying because I'm like, one time it fell out of my ear while I was doing dishes. Thankfully it didn't land in the water side of the sink, but like, what if it went down the drain? Oh my gosh, I'd freak out. So anyway, I don't love how that part of it, and I'm looking for a way to figure out a hack to make that more workable, but the actual sound quality and the fact that you can go back and forth from complete noise cancellation to complete transparency is amazing for me. So yeah, loving it.
They sound amazing.
Yes, 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 yes. Maybe somebody will come out with a knockoff that is more reasonably priced. If they do, please somebody tell me because these are so expensive. Oh my gosh. Okay. So like I said, we are going to have a complete link pack in the show notes for you guys. Julie, thank you for helping me put together this list. And thank you for coming to Sort of Awesome to talk about the things we're obsessing over. I know that social media is not like a big thing for you. Is there a place online? I know, first of all, you are active in the Hangout and in the Superstars Hangout.
Yes.
Anywhere else we can connect with you online?
So I am on Instagram at JZ Tepperman. I am trying to get more active on Instagram. So hopefully there'll be some more things there soon. But yeah, really, it's easiest to find me on Facebook in the Awesome Hangout and the Superstars Hangout.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Well, you guys know you can find me at Sort of Awesome Meg on all the social media. You can find us, the show, Sort of Awesome, at Sort of Awesome Show. Come and connect with us. We would love to have you. Julie, thank you again so much. This has been so fun.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you for listening. We'll see y'all next time.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.